One of the first optional activities that I chose to do was to attend the webinar with Dr. Barb Brown. She talked a lot about building relationships in an online environment and how that's really the basis of creating a successful learning space for your students. I'm first going to talk a little bit about where it connects to the course outcomes. I think that first off, it connects to the first one, which is develop an awareness of the potential of human-centered learning in online and open learning contexts. I think that building a relationship is a lot about having human-centered learning, that you really have to have personalized learning for your students and consider the whole student to make them feel welcomed in your classroom. I also connected it to the fourth one of examine and reflect upon the potential for equitable access for all learners in online and open learning contexts. I think that, again, having equitable access for your students in an online environment is part of building a relationship. If students feel like all of them are welcome, that they all have the same access, the same opportunity, that this creates a successful relationship between the student, between you and the student, between the student and the content, between the student and the learning space. All of that works together for equitable access. Finally, I think it connects to the course outcome 6 of practice digital, networked, and open literacies in support of learning about distributed and open learning. I think by participating in a webinar, I'm learning about how a webinar can be a useful tool in an online learning space. So it's kind of one of those, I'm learning as a student, but I'm also learning as a teacher, which I think is a cool space to be in. So I made a few other connections, as you can see on the sketch note / mind map. One thing that she talked about was using breakout rooms. I think that these are really good for creating less pressure on students in a synchronous webinar. I think it just creates more of a safe space for students to feel welcome to share their ideas without pressure of sharing them with as many faces. I also connected the webinar itself to being a synchronous learning space, which again connects you to the teacher, connects you with classmates, connects you with a possible speaker like Dr. Barb Brown. I think it's very valuable in an online space to have synchronous moments because it really develops relationships, because you're seeing people face to face. Sometimes if it's all asynchronous, you lose that personal touch, I think. One major thing that Dr. Barb Brown talked about was starting with icebreakers to start building those relationships from the beginning. So one thing that she suggested was creating intro videos. So you as a teacher would create an introductory video that talks about who you are, what the learning space looks like, what the class expectations are, really setting a groundwork to build that relationship. She also talked a lot about how to not make it perfect, because she enunciates that the teacher shouldn't see you as perfect and that technology is a tricky tool. She suggested using Flipgrid to do this. You could also do it on Zoom or any other video space that you would like to use. She also talked about using fractal partners. So this could be something that you set up at the beginning of your class and you could continue to use it throughout the year, or it could just be something that you use just as an icebreaker. She also talked about using a think, pair, share setup for these icebreakers, which I think is a really good thing to do to just relieve the pressure of icebreakers for students, because sometimes it's really nerve-wracking for more introverted students to be thrown into a class and then all of a sudden have to, you know, spill their life story to their classmates. So sometimes having that time to reflect, to just speak with one person and then to share out to the class, can relieve that pressure. Something kind of tied to that is psychological safety. So to build these relationships, she really talked about how the student has to feel safe in the classroom to take risks, to have communication with you as a teacher and with the other students, and to feel safe to ask clarifying questions or just questions about the learning that they're engaging with. Something that can help with this is having messaging apps that allow you to speak with your class. She suggested using Padlet, which can be private or public, using video feedback instead of written feedback for your students' assignments. I think this creates more of a personal touch. Using Google Classrooms, again, these can be private, just between you and one student, or public in the sense of being to your whole class. Or using Remind, which is a messaging app, which is a more private way of texting, basically. So she also talked about planning for multiple forms of learning. So part of building relationships is you need to allow all students to be successful in your class, because if they all feel like they can be successful, they're more willing to have a relationship with you, to trust you, and know that you're really in their corner. So you have to be very flexible in doing this. Once you get into the course, you need to be able to listen to your students' needs and adapt if needed. One way that you can really start the groundwork for this is using the UDL principles to guide your lesson planning. So one article that we read by Bashman from 2018 was a good summary of why UDL is important. They talk about how UDL creates accessibility, how it's research proven, how it creates a safe space for students, because these UDL principles really guide teachers to create an accessible learning space for all students. And I think it's really important to think about this in an online space, because you're not able to observe why students are struggling. So by having it designed from the beginning to make it a better space for all students is really important. Furthermore, she also talked about how relationships are really the number one priority, and she spoke about John Hattie and the barometer of influence and how that relationships were ranked as high as other things like what sources you're using, you know, stuff like that. Another connection that I made to our course readings was cultural inclusion. I think that this is really important to build a relationship as well, that students feel like they are represented in your classroom. I think, again, this is harder to do in an online environment just because you can't see people's faces, you can't, you know, speak with them as frequently and learn their life story. So it's really has to be an effort on the teacher's part to get to know your students, to get to know their cultural backgrounds, how you could best represent them and support them in your learning space. One way that you can do this in Canada is using the First Peoples Principles of Learning to make Indigenous students feel more welcome into your classroom, to reflect their ways of learning. One of our articles that we read by Kral and Schwab from 2012 talked about Indigenous learning spaces and how it's important to have spaces for Indigenous students to feel safe to explore learning, to represent their culture and preserve their history in new and innovative ways that they may not have access to before. Another article that was very connected to building relationship was the Dickers article from 2018. She talked a lot about how there's various forms of relationships in learning scenarios, that there's a relationship between the learners and the instructor, the learners and the content, and the learners and learners. She outlined a lot of research behind each of these relationships, and most stated that the learner-instructor and the learner-content was the most valuable, and that learner-learner is harder because you aren't able to facilitate it as well in an online environment. It's definitely important because collaboration is the main way that this happens, and I think collaboration is huge to making online learners not feel so alone in their learning by knowing that there's other people out there who are doing the same journey that they're doing, and helping each other through it can really help students feel more connected, more supported in their learning journey. And then finally, some outside sources that I found applicable was the Circle of Courage. Now, I learned about this in a past course about educational psychology, and it's all about the learning about the whole student. So there's four sections. There's one that's belonging, one that's mastery, one that's generosity, and one that's independence. And so they speak about how a student must feel all of these four to be successful in a learning space. So feeling a sense of belonging is a lot about relationships, that they have to feel like they belong in the classroom, belong in that learning space to have a relationship. They have to be able to feel like they can have mastery over their learning. So it needs to be properly leveled so that they can feel like they're conquering it. Generosity is one where they can feel like they can help their fellow students, help the outside community, help their school to feel like they have purpose. And then finally, independence, so that students feel like they are really the guiders of their own journey, that they can learn independently, that they can be successful on their own. Similarly to this, there's Alan McLean's three A's, which are autonomy, agency, and affiliation. So these are three of many of the same ideas. So autonomy is similar to independence. So having choice and voice in their own learning can really help a student have belonging, have relationships. Having agency over your own learning is really important to feel like you have control, feel like you can master it. And then again, affiliation. So feeling like you are connected to your classmates, to your learning space, and to your teacher is really important for that relationship. So yeah, finally, overall, I just really wanted to attend this webinar because I thought it was important to see my teacher for the first time, see some of my classmates, talk to Dr. Barb Brown, just to feel connected to my learning space. I was feeling a bit detached because it was all asynchronous thus far, and so I thought that a webinar was a good time to really dive into this learning journey, and that's why I chose to do so.